Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Here's more details how, since February 17, 2019, the Federal Reserve Bank propped up the 24 primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York with tens of trillions of dollars of overnight liquidity injections. To listen to the first installment from last Friday, go to WILS.com and click on these commentaries. As I explained, the Fed began making tens of billions of dollars of daily loans to provide bank liquidity after private banks were unwilling to do so. This indicates a high risk of collapse of one or more major banks. When the Fed makes continuing bank loans, it must provide details to congressional committees. However, the Fed hid these reports. First, Fed officials claim these subsidies were a two-day anomaly. The Fed said it was related to September 17, 2019, being a day when corporations and taxpayers made estimated income tax payments, draining liquidity at banks around the country. That lie quickly fell apart when it was revealed the mega banks, Wells Fargo and Bank of America, had no liquidity squeeze that day, and then these massive Fed liquidity injections continued daily into at least July 2020. The Fed then stalled on revealing the details of these tens of trillions of dollars of liquidity injections for 2 years. At the end of September last year, it revealed the details of these loans for the third quarter of 2019. At the end of last month, it revealed the liquidity injections for the fourth quarter of 2019. When the Fed finally did issue the details, it did so by listing individual transactions, making it hard to comprehend. There were no summaries of daily or weekly totals, nor were there any totals by institution. To make sense of the details, readers would have to scrutinize many pages line by line. Although no one in the regular media has analyzed these releases and reported on them, Pam and Russ Martins at Wall Street on Parade have done so. Their analysis indicates which large banks might be in the most precarious financial condition. For the names of these banks, come back Friday for the next Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.